Oneness is a topic that seemingly is very simple and very direct and very easy to understand. But can we really understand oneness? Do we really know what oneness means? We say we would like to be one as all. We say that the divine is all, the divine is one, the divine is the totality of the universe. We say that there is only one in the universe, that is the creative cause of the universe. We say that all that is exists because this creative cause brought it to be. And this creative cause, in its oneness, in its allness, is in everything that it created, and it is everything that it created. Now, for us as human beings, for us as even divine beings, for us to understand what this means is very difficult. It's very difficult because we have the tendency to tell ourselves that we cannot do things. We have the tendency to tell ourselves that there is not an allness in this world. There is we, us, we as individuals. There is perhaps some God or creative cause that's greater than we are, and we can use it if we want to. But we don't have the realization that if there is an allness, that allness is everywhere. And wherever that allness is, all that it is there. And if all that the allness is everywhere and in everything that it is and everything it created, then you and I, we must be that allness. Now, if we are that allness, it should be quite simple for us to speak our word and create in our world whatever experiences we want. It should be quite easy for us to say, I am independently wealthy and be independently wealthy. To say, I am whole and perfect and be whole and perfect. Because if we are the allness and we can speak our word as the allness to bring about any experience we want in our life, then that's what we do. Okay. Let's just presume that we are the allness and that we can speak our word and bring forth whatever we wish to bring forth or whatever we choose to reveal in our world, which already exists. How do we go about doing it when it seems that we cannot do this? It seems that if I say to myself, I am whole and perfect when I'm sick, that I'm still sick, that I'm wealthy when I am poor, and I'm still poor. Now, if the oneness of the universe is truly true, and we are that oneness, and we have the ability to speak our word and say something and have it be revealed in our world as already fulfilled, already manifest, already done, why aren't we doing it? Or are we doing it and we're not aware of it? Or is it a lie? Well, let's straighten one thing out immediately. It is not a lie. It is the truth. Because this is the principle upon which all creation stands. This is the principle upon which all life exists. Yours, mine, all. This is the principle. Okay? Now, if I am going to play a piece of music on the piano, and I strike the wrong key, or I strike a key that is inharmonious with the music that I want to play, do I have the right to strike that key and have incorrect music come out? Do I have the right to strike that key and have the correct music come out? Either or, it doesn't matter. Do I have the permission of the universal principle to do that? And the answer is yes and no. I have permission of the universal principle to deny anything and to reveal anything. I have the permission of the universal principle to say that things are not so while they are so, because they all are, and that things are so while they are so, because they always are so. Now, if I can say that things are not so when they are so, what gives me the right to speak such a contrary message? What gives me the right to speak such a universal untruth? Well, the very fact that it is a universal untruth makes it a universal truth. For I have the permission, by the principle alone, to speak whatever I wish and bring forth whatever I wish. If I wish to bring forth rain, I can bring forth rain. If I wish to bring forth modicum of rain, just a small amount of rain that's pleasant and enjoyable, I can do that. If I wish to bring forth a flood, I can do that. If I wish to bring forth a tornado or a hurricane, I can do that. If I wish to bring forth beautiful, wonderful, rainy weather that's ideal for raising plants and for nurturing the soil and blessing the earth, I can do that. Now, what do I think when I think of bringing forth rain? Do I think of too much rain? Is it anywhere in my consciousness? Then it has the possibility of being fulfilled. Do I think in my consciousness that there's a drought and there's not enough rain and there will not be enough rain to manifest the world? Then I am taking the oneness principle and I'm using that oneness principle in a contrary way. I'm using the oneness principle to say that it is not done. And I have permission to do that. I have permission out of the universal law of cause and effect to do that, because it is all responsive of the oneness that exists. Do I want to have a harmonious, joyful, beautiful, beneficial world? Do I want to have a world filled with peace and harmony and love all the time? Do I want life to be the most magnificent expression of what I can conceive of as good and beautiful? Do I want these things? Then, if I want these things, then they are according to my thought. If my thought is one-pointed, if my thought is so one-pointed upon what it is that I choose to reveal in my life, then that is revealed. If I choose to have peace on earth, and I say one-pointedly there now is peace on earth, then that peace on earth is revealed right now. If I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, if I say I am independently wealthy, if I say I love all the world, if I say all is good and very good, if I say these things with a positive attitude of mind and remain true to these things, be one-pointed in saying these things, then they are revealed for me. Why is it they're revealed for some people? Why is it in the vastness of the global earth that we're living on, the majority of the people live with sufficiency, the majority of the people live with good health, the majority of the people live with happy lives, the majority of the people live in harmony with themselves and all the world? Yes, that's true. That's true. We would like to think otherwise because our news media tells us contrarywise, but it's not true. It's just another aspect of the illusion. We like to read about those negative things because they are not normal. They are not an everyday occurrence. We like to read about those things because they're thrilling, they're exciting. And is that truly beneficial for us? We are the creator of our world, and we create our world by oneness. As we live in oneness, as we live in our ideal oneness at all times, we then experience the allness that we are. We then experience our divinity and the purity which is ours forevermore. We can have either way, but those who are true to good thinking, good thoughts, good words, good deeds, experience the oneness of good thoughts, good words, good deeds now. And that is you. And that is me. And so let it be forever.